Hey everyone, welcome into another Situation Remedy podcast. I am Pastor Royce King. To some and to others, I am just Royce, reminding you that the accompanying book, The Situation Remedy, is available right now on lulu.com, or you can go to royskingsports.com and click on the link there within the social media icons menu at the top of the page. I want to encourage every subscriber to become a book owner and every book owner to become a subscriber. And here's why. I have intentionally designed this book to be a companion to this podcast and vice versa. They are meant to be a gift from me to you that keeps on giving so long as you keep on reading and or listening. Now, isn't that a unique return on your investment purchase of my book, The Situation Remedy? I thought it was a cool idea. Okay, so remember, you can subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts like iTunes and Spotify to name two. But don't forget Anchor.fm is where I create every episode. Also, Anchor has a special feature that allows you to leave me a voice message telling me how much you are enjoying the podcast. Or maybe you would just like to share a testimonial to encourage someone else who's listening. You see, once you submit a voice message, I have the option of featuring your voice on an upcoming episode to be an inspiration for others like us listening. All right, now let's get right into this powerful message on today. So if you have your copy of the Situation Remedy podcast, I want you to open your book and turn to page 21. And it's there we'll begin reading Galatians, the sixth chapter. And we're going to read verses 1-5. And it simply says, "Brothers, if a man is overtaken in some trespass, you, the spiritual ones, set such a one straight in a spirit of meekness, looking at yourself, lest you be tried too. Bear one another's burdens, and so complete the Torah of Messiah. For if anyone thinks himself to be somebody when he is not, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he shall have boasting in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own burden." That is the conclusion. We're going to stop of, the conclusion of verse 5. So stopping right there, verse 5. I read that to you in what's called the Scriptures 2000, the TS 2000 version, right? You can find that online at Bible.com, as well as in the book, of course, where we just read from. But I want to quickly take you to the same passages of Scripture, and I want to read it from the complete Jewish Bible version, and it reads like this. "Brothers, suppose someone is caught doing something wrong. You who have the Spirit should set him right, but in a spirit of humility, keeping an eye on yourselves so that you won't be tempted too. Bear one another's burdens. In this way, you will be fulfilling the Torah's true meaning, which the Messiah upholds. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is really nothing, he is fooling himself. So let each of you scrutinize his own actions. Then, if you do find something to boast about, at least the boasting will be based on what you have actually done and not merely on a judgment that you are better than someone else. For each person will carry his own load." That being said, some of you know me as Mr. Work on Your Handles. I've done a number of podcasts or as well as little videos where I talked about working on your handles, work on how you're handling things in life. This is also in the book, The Situation Remedy, Working on Your Handles. So quickly, we're going to talk about working on your handles and how you actually handle boasting judgment, right? Boasting judgment. What is boasting judgment? Here's what I think boasting judgment is. This is what I'm getting when I'm reading this passage of Scripture. And it's talking about, you know, someone who may have committed a trespass, may have done something wrong, whatever the case, we have to be mindful of the fact that we have to be in the right spirit ourselves if we're going to help restore someone, if we're going to encourage someone to pick themselves up and dust themselves off and to continue to move forward. We have to set them right. And when you set things right, you have to be in the best order possible that you can find yourself in, meaning you can't come to them boasting in judgment that you're better than them. You can't present yourself in a way that what you're saying is, "I can correct you and I can tell you everything that you did wrong or is not doing right because I am just so much better than you by comparison to your fault, by comparison to your trespass, right? Because you have this particular issue and I don't, I'm better, therefore you gotta let me set you straight. That's boasting judgment. That's a mistake. That's error. That's not where we want to be one to another, right? Because the first word in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 1, is brothers, right? So we're talking about a brotherly spirit. We're talking about peer group, people that you're around who are very much similar and like you in more ways than one. That being said, let's be mindful that there's a responsibility to do what? Obviously, bear one another's burdens. How do we do that? Through love. How does that be manifested? That can be manifested through words, through actions, through deeds. Sometimes that also leads us to take a loving action that is financial, that's tangible in that way. Sometimes it's tangible by means of transportation. We might come and pick up a brother or a sister and transport them to or fro because they happen to be down on their luck and without a car, or their car is in the shop and they were unable to get a rental car. Whatever the case, whatever the situation or scenario, I think we all understand truly what it means to have brotherly love, because we are all probably a brother or a sister, a mother or father. We're connected to someone close. So I'm challenging you to expand that beyond your family unit to your brothers and sisters that you see on a daily basis and that you interact with, right? And recognize that it is important to work on our handles, that we are not boastful in judgment, and that we do what the scripture says, that we truly scrutinize ourselves. We thoroughly examine ourselves to make sure that, one, we're where we're supposed to be in terms of in the spirit. I'm not talking about the standards of man. I'm not talking about the standard of per se an institution, if you will. Anything outside of what you know to be righteousness or a right spirit is contrary to the standard. If you're not sure what the standards are, we tend to hide ourselves in the word of God. We go to the word of Yah. We'll go into the text and we'll examine it for its spiritual strength, its moral fiber, its spiritual integrity that is consistent and intact throughout. That being said, it is about being spiritual, right? Because that's what it said. Ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. I'm pretty sure I'm probably quoting the King James Version and not the TS 2000, nor the Complete Jewish Bible. But fact check me, I'm pretty sure that's accurate. That being said, let's go back very quickly to verse 5. Here's what it says. For each person will carry his own load. Let's not forget that you have a burden to bear, to carry your own load. I know some people, they like to say, I carry my own weight. That being said, I'm going to utilize that phrase and say that to you, carry your own weight. But at the same time, don't be afraid to be truly a brother and support someone else. By how? Restoring them should they stumble, should they be overtaken in a fault. How do you do that? Through love, through a right spirit, a meekness, humility. At the same time, what you're going to be able to do is share and show them the strength that is available to them and that is theirs in the word. Give them words of encouragement, like be strong and be of a good courage. Fear not. Be not discouraged. Your God is with you wherever you go. You are forgiven. You can pick yourself up. You can begin again. How so? With a decision. This very next moment. You remember what you did? Guess what? It's in the past. Ask for forgiveness. Move forward. Remove the guilt. Guilt is no good. Guilt is doesn't do anything for your present nor your future. It doesn't shape it. Right? Don't allow guilt to cause you to become stagnant or lazy in your energy. You need to be positive in your energy. And that means feeling good about yourself. Feeling good about the fact that Yah is faithful. And he is just. And he is forgiving. When you know that, you can know that your handles are getting tight, as we like to say in hoop terminology, right? I'm working on my handles. I'm getting my handles tight. How do you get them tight? Through repetition. Not only just working on with your regular basketball, right? But I know my real ball handlers out there, they work with that heavy ball, right? And you doing every dribbling technique with that heavy ball, it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make your handles quicker. How does that translate to something spiritual? In your spirit, you get stronger. In your awareness, your sensitivity, your keenness, your discernment in the spirit, you're quicker to pick up the temptation when it presents itself before you trip or stumble or fall into it, right? You're aware of the surroundings. You're aware of the people. You're aware of when you walk into a room or you walk into a building or someone else walks into the room or the building, if there's a shift, if there's a change in the energy or the atmosphere, we like to say, right? How do we know that? We know that when we work on our handles, we work on spiritual things. How do we do that? Through prayer, through fasting, right? Through communication, through communion, and hearing what is the Holy Spirit saying to me? What is Yah Spirit saying? How are we communing? How are we conversing? Am I dialed in? Right? And when you do that, you can boast not on your judgment of the fact that you're better than somebody else, but you could boast on your own work, that you've done your work. So do your work. Work on your handles, man. Get them tight. You know who it is. It's Pastor King to some and just Royce to others. And I'm out.